Well, in any recent time, I think it's fair to say that the battle for the TV ratings has been a battle between 7 and 9, and 2013, no exception to that. But some good news for the ABC. The network has finally cemented its position in third place. Our TV critic David Knox joins us now. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
9 and 7, they're always battling it out for who's number one. What did we see this year?
Yes, you're right. Well, we've seen 7 win the year in terms of total people with a 30.7% share. That's the seventh year in a row that 7 has won that battle. 9, much closer behind this year in terms of total people on 28.8. So essentially you've got this two-horse race going on for the top position between the two of those. 9 did claim all the demos this year, and of course that's what they talk about, what the advertisers are more interested in, these groupings of 16 to 39, 18 to 49, 25 to 54, where the advertising spend is more in those higher two, the 18 to 49, 25 to 54.
When they claim a win there, they claim they've won the key demographic groups.
Exactly. And so therefore they're claiming that if the advertisers are more interested in that, they're more interested in what the advertisers want to spend in than what the media look for, which tends to be traditionally this total people race.
Okay. And Channel 10, we've talked a fair bit about 10 this year. It's had a pretty tough year, but that's been very good news for the ABC.
Yeah, look, really what's happened is that because 10 has gone down, that share has sort of been divvied up between the other remaining networks. So you've got this second battle that's been going on for third place, quite some distance behind. In ABC was 18% and 10 was 17%. Interestingly, Fran, ABC was actually second in Perth, which kind of I suppose demonstrates just how far behind 9 has traditionally been in there and how much work they need to do.
I wonder why that is.
Well, as we know, 7 has been so dominant in that city for decades, and we spoke earlier this year about Channel 9 buying the Adelaide and buying the Perth stations from the Wind Network so that they can exert more change, and that will be a long race, but we can see why they're trying to do that.
Oh, we love you, Perth. We love you, Perth. What do we know about the types of programs which have rated the strongest, rated through the roof this year?
Well, look, it's all event TV, what we call event TV in terms of reality television and sport. Networks are a little bit strategic. In fact, they're a lot strategic about how they code these shows with Oztam. So the top rating show of the year was My Kitchen Rules, The Winner Announced, at 3.2 million viewers. Now, The Winner Announced, of course, is really the last 10 minutes of the grand final.
Yeah.
And then they break out a separate figure for the final itself. But when I look to the top 10, it's My Kitchen Rules, it's The Block, it's the AFL Grand Final, NRL, X Factor, those kinds of shows. When I then look to drama, the top rating drama, again, they're being a bit strategic. Underbelly, Squizzy, The Launch. Only the first episode, The Launch, was the top rating drama. And when I look to what is the average for the highest rating drama series, it is Downton Abbey at the top of that list, and then A Place to Call Home, which I think most people would recognise performed well for Channel 7 this year. The top rating show for ABC, Fran, was The Fleet Review Spectacular a couple of weeks ago.
Which goes to your thing about event television.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and also I think SBS's was a FIFA game. There's
FIFA,
a lot of
yes.
sporting events, grand finals, things like that. I guess that makes sense, draws us all together. Later this morning, David, the analogue television signal will be turned off in Sydney. It's one of the last areas in the country to have the signal turned off. This has really cemented the multi-channels, hasn't it? They're now basically available to everyone. What's that done to the viewing audience?
Well, you're right. It will be switched off. In fact, 9 a.m., so only minutes away, it's going to be turned off in Sydney and then Melbourne next week. What we've seen this year is that some of those multi-channels have really drawn some huge numbers with sport, with events. The cricket outrating 10's primary channel when that was on, I think, about the middle of the year. We don't know how much this is going to change next year. I think while all the advertising, Fran, is still being spent on the main channels, I don't think we're going to see a lot of change aside from kids' TV being shunted off the primary channels and moved onto these multi-channels.
But are we getting a better deal on the multi-channels now, on the alternative channels?
Essentially, there's a lot of reruns going on these channels, you know. So I think it's going to be a long process until we start to see some dedicated local content on these. It is happening here and there. You've got to drill down and find it. What I really want to see, though, once this switch off is completed, can we please get our main channels returned to HD? You know, we've got 7, Mate and Gem and 11 and ABC News 24 is HD. Once the switch off finishes, networks will then be able to look to moving their main channels to back to high definition. So we'll see things like Kakadu in high definition rather than some of these lesser titles.
Look pretty good as it was, so imagine how good it's going to look in HD. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 23 to 9. We're talking TV with David Knox, as we have all year. And David, this year, the continuation of the rise of so-called binge TV, you know, the time-shifting programs, watching in a block, seems like everywhere I go, we end up talking about our favourite TV series. Have you seen that series? Have you seen that series? Loaning people each other's series.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, as we've said before, it's called the golden age of television, and it really is, and that's being driven, I think, primarily by some of those US cable dramas. So when a lot of them are on Foxtel, I think a lot of the rest of the audience are trying to get the DVDs and access them however they can to see them. It was interesting that Foxtel and SBS offered full seasons as legal downloads for just a handful of titles, but we're seeing the first steps of that, and ABC have signalled they're going to do a little bit of that next year as well. Time shifting is a little bit different. You don't need to binge in order to time shift, but we're seeing, of course, everyone recording on their PVRs, watching things on delay. That's a major challenge for advertisers, and it stems a lot, of course, let's face it, from the number one beef of viewers, which is networks not sticking to the schedule.
Absolutely. And David, next week, I know you're going to give us your top five programs for the year. I can't wait for that. But meanwhile, this week, what's your pick of the program?
Well, because we're in summer seasons, not a lot around. The Blacklist has a mid-season final tonight. It's a bit of fun. At least James Spader is having good fun on that. That's tonight on Channel 7. Redfern Now has the final episode on Thursday night. I've got to say, with Redfern Now this year, a little bit disappointed that some of the subjects were all I found them just continually bleak, and I felt they needed to put a bit more light and shade as they did last season. But look, Ernie Dingo puts in a good performance this week on Thursday night. Tropfest is on live on SBS2 on Sunday night, hosted by Mark Fennell, Yumi Steins and Adam Spencer. So if you don't want to go down to the park and see that, you can see it on SBS2. And the best thing on TV at the moment is the final episode tomorrow night for The Returned on pay TV, that French series about the undead coming back.
The undead. Okay, David, of course, a lot of people think the best thing on TV at the moment is the Keating interviews, and it's Keating, the final one of four tonight on ABC One at 8:30. David, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au is his blog. You can go and have a look, but what you won't find there, you have to listen in next Tuesday, is David's top five programs for 2013. He'll bring us those, his view of the TV world this year, next week. It's 21 to 9 on Breakfast.